Radio.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for their websites, which their sites don't even have the same amount of features our site does for free. We give away more on our site than they charge you for. And compare and contrast if you don't believe me. I would love to be proven wrong on my claims, but I've looked. I've looked at all the top shows' websites, and I just don't think they cut it.
Yeah, they make you pay for all the archives. We have a year's worth of archives for free.
Some of them might be a little slicker looking, but that's because they've got, you know, multi-million dollar budgets in order to hire web designers and that sort of thing.
Ours is pretty slick looking.
Ours is pretty good.
And like black and yellow like bumblebees.
And I'm hoping we're going to do a bit of a redesign maybe by the end of the year. So we'll see about that. But otherwise, it's all for free and we hope you enjoyed it. Freetalklive.com. Coming up here tonight, obviously today is the day of the Iowa straw poll, right? And
it is.
That's a big deal for a lot of candidates, of course, specifically Ron Paul. The other Republicans I could give a flip about. I just don't care.
Yeah, it seems like more of the same with the other Republicans, and I'm not really interested.
Yeah, they're all a dime a dozen. Ron Paul is the outstanding exception to the rule.
Right, and he's served 9 terms now in the United States House, mm-hmm. and he votes no against anything that he considers to be unconstitutional.
Which is pretty much everything that comes across his desk.
As a matter of fact, they call him Dr. No.
Right, so we're very interested in finding out the latest on the straw poll. I have not heard anything today.
I've got my man on the ground there.
You've got his communications director who's going to get in touch with you, right?
Correct. At 8 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. their time, they'll be announcing the votes, and we'll have it here for you live as quick as you can get it.
Very good. Also, we're expecting a guest, an international guest here in moments to talk about what I find to be an absolutely fascinating topic. But first, let's go unscreened to the amplifier line and talk to whoever this is. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ellen from Ithaca, New York.
Hi, Ellen.
Hey, Ellen, what's on your mind?
Okay, you said you wanted women, and you said you wanted to talk about TSA experiences.
Well, sure.
Okay, recently I just traveled to England to visit my son who's getting married,
mm-hmm.
and traveling over was fine, you know, long lines in England, but no big deal. Coming back, it was quite a different story.
Really?
That
surprises me because of the things that we've heard about England sort of crackdown. They've got a very similar Department of Homeland Security style situation
yes,
there with their thousands of cameras.
And, when I got to the airport, they changed their policy. It was only one carry-on. If a woman had a handbag, that was her carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people had to repack. But they did have people with big, bright-colored T-shirts saying, "May I help you?"
So,
and they were very, very helpful. You know,
that's good to know.
You followed orders and did as you were told, but they were civil.
So what happened when you came back? Now, you, as an American citizen, returning to your home country.
Yes, I returned to Philadelphia, and I was appalled.
How so?
We had two lines. One was for immigration, and one was for customs. And, of course, as a citizen, I went through customs.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, to get in this long line, and, you know, you figure, well, another long line, okay. And then the next thing we know, these people come waving their hands and telling us we had to go around and go to another security checkpoint. And so, of course, everybody, you know, willingly gets into the line and starts traveling, and they're going faster, faster.
That's what they're telling you to do, is go faster?
Yeah, because I'm from the herd. This is like a drover type thing.
Hmm.
And this woman comes up to me because the line is going faster, and I'm not keeping up. But she's going, "You're not keeping up. You're not following in line." And I'm saying, I looked at this woman, and I said, "I'm old, and I'm tired. I've been traveling for 14 hours.
Yeah.
I'm not going to run."
This isn't a military training exercise.
She's
an airport.
But she said, I said, "I'm not going to run." And so I slowed down to a walk, Everybody else was trotting, and the people behind me slowed down, too.
Oh, good.
And there wasn't a thing she could do about it.
Fantastic.
And so, of course, I started singing, rolling, 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 keep those doggies rolling, rawhide. You're probably too young to know about the Clint Eastwood series, but, you know.
I have heard that song before. Yeah. I'm familiar with that. So were there any other lowlights, if you will?
Well, no, they barked orders and told us what we couldn't have. And, of course, now, even though you buy duty-free liquid, they wanted to go and check in baggage. And, of course, they harassed us about not getting our bins. You know, you have to get these little bins and separate all your things to go through the scanner. And we can't hold up the line and da-da-da-da-da.
Now, can you imagine, though, for a moment, this is how they're treating American citizens coming back to their own country. Imagine how bad it must be for individuals who don't actually reside in the United States.
Absolutely. Well, my son, who traveled to pick up his daughter to go to England, he was harassed so bad his wife he just married was afraid to let him bring her back by himself.
It's so sad. I mean, we've seen the statistics. People are just deciding to do business elsewhere. They're deciding to have vacations elsewhere. The amount of international travelers coming to the United States has dropped something like 20% in the last 5 years. And we just read an article last week about how they're going to crack down even further. It's going to get even more draconian. Of course, the passport requirements are coming soon. And Ellen, thank you for sharing that story with us. We really appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's just awful.
You know, people can say what they want about how mandatory TSA is, in the sense that we need to have them because of 9/11 and all that good stuff, but it doesn't change the fact that tourism is down 20% here in the United States. And that's true. That makes a lot of businesses suffer.
All right, let's talk about something completely different. One of the topics I find absolutely fascinating, but don't really know very much about, and that's why we've got one of the experts, one of the world-renowned experts on the phone with us right now. Are you in England right now, Aubrey de Grey, Dr. Aubrey de Grey?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and that is your home residence.
Yes, it is.
Very good. Now, you are a gerontologist, a biomedical gerontologist. In fact, the Wikipedia entry calls you a controversial biomedical gerontologist. What is a biomedical gerontologist, and why are you controversial?
A biomedical gerontologist is someone who studies the biology of aging with the intention of eventually being able to do something serious about it.
Well, I would imagine that's going to result in a lot of money for the person who comes up with the magic anti-aging pill.
As it should.
Well, maybe, but that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it to save lives.
Sure. So why are you controversial?
I guess I'm controversial because I think I know how to do serious damage to aging. I think that within the next few decades, we have a pretty good chance of developing a comprehensive framework of interventions that will really thoroughly address all the various things that go wrong with us in old age. And a lot of the ideas I've brought forward are things that other gerontologists have not historically considered very much. And so I'm bringing a lot of new ideas into the field, and that's always controversial in science.
It does sound controversial. So what's the magic idea?
There's no one magic idea. The way I think about aging, and the way I think aging should be thought about, is as an accumulation of damage. Damage at the molecular and cellular level, but nevertheless damage.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, doing something about aging is a repair and maintenance problem, just like extending the lifespan, the functioning lifespan of a simple machine, like a car or whatever.
Sure.
So the question then is how to go about it in practice. And the good news is that over the past century or so, as we've learned more and more about how our bodies and indeed how other organisms work, we have actually learned quite a lot about what changes in the organism during life, during adult life especially, and what goes wrong. There is lots that we don't know about the details of how it goes wrong, the mechanistic details, but we don't actually have to understand the mechanistic details all that well in order to be able to go about doing something about aging.
It's absolutely fascinating. Aubrey, if you can hang on, I want to bring you back, talk more about this, okay?
Sure.
Bring you back. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We have Aubrey DeGray. He is a doctor. He is a biomedical gerontologist. If you want to talk to him, you should call in. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears custom cabinet refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website are totally free, the bulletin board system included. We've got a lot of topics there, over 250,000 posts. That's a lot. Serious issues and fun stuff. You will find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We're back with Dr. Aubrey de Grey, actually on the phone from all the way across the pond over in England, as a matter of fact. And he's here. He is a controversial biomedical gerontologist, according to Wikipedia, though I don't think it's controversial. Who wouldn't want to live forever? Who wouldn't want to extend their life another 30, 50, 3,000 years? I mean, Dr. de Grey, what's a realistic vision that you have for the people who are currently on the Earth today? How long can we expect, in your mind, how long are you hoping to help people extend their lives who are currently breathing?
Well, of course, it very much depends on how old people are that you're talking about.
Sure.
So people who are already in middle age or older, the chances are that the therapy that I work on will not be developed in time to make much difference to them. Whereas I feel that there's a good chance that people who are children today will be around long enough, because these therapies will come along in the next few decades.
We've got a heavy, large audience, you know, between 25 and 54. So let's say on the, you know, the long end, somebody in their early 50s versus somebody in their early 30s or early 20s, I mean, are they going to get an extra 40 years, or what do you think a realistic prediction might be?
This is the most amazing thing about all this, is that there is going to be a very sharp cusp. Depending on even a 10 or 20 year difference in how old you are today, there may be a difference of 1,000 years in how long you live.
1,000?
Simply because the therapies that we are going to be developing will be rejuvenation therapies that repair pre-existing molecular and cellular damage. So in other words, they buy time. They buy time to improve the therapies, to develop even more comprehensive therapies and buy more time and keep the person even more youthful biologically and therefore even more far away from dying of old age.
So basically,
so it's really a question of whether you make the cut or not.
So basically, you 40 years old, you get one of these treatments, it'll extend your life another 20 years, and then by the time, hopefully 15 years later, another treatment comes out because of technology sort of increasing capability and competition and, you know, new ideas coming out being refined and released and that sort of thing. Technology increasing, therefore, you know, maybe 15 years later, you get another treatment that'll extend you out another 30 years, and then 10 years later, you get another treatment that extends you out 40 years, that sort of thing.
That's exactly right. I've been calling it longevity escape velocity.
Now, how does it work?
Well, in the first instance, we have to develop ways to repair all of the major types of damage, the types that mainly contribute to our death from age-related causes, whether it be heart disease or type 2 diabetes or most cancers and so on.
Now, this is free radicals that they talk about?
It's certainly not only free radicals, but free radicals play a large part.
Okay.
However, what I want to do, what I think is most practical, is not to actually bear down on free radicals themselves, because free radicals are actually quite useful in some way as part of our metabolism. What we need to do is repair the damage that free radicals and other things actually do. Things like the creation of molecules that the body doesn't know how to get rid of.
Mm.
Molecules that therefore accumulate inside cells and eventually get in the way of the functioning of those cells and cause things like atherosclerosis and Alzheimer's disease.
Mm.
We also have to deal with the problem of type 2 diabetes, which of course is a really major issue at the moment, especially in the developed world. And that's really because we've got too much fat. We need to figure out better ways of getting rid of fat, especially fat in the abdomen. We need to deal with cancer, and probably the most sophisticated and complicated aspect of the proposals that I've put forward is specifically to eliminate cancer in a manner that's much more sophisticated than anything that anyone's tried so far.
You've certainly got your plate full of things to tackle, and I'm glad that people like you are out there working on this. It gives me hope for the future that we're going to have a very, very long lives, and I think that's excellent. It's an awesome vision that you have. How is it that somebody who's listening to this show right now could learn more about what you're doing, or specifically about the overall life extension movement? Are there some key websites or groups that people should look into?
No, There certainly are. First of all, I have a foundation that I'm the chairman and chief science officer of. It's called the Methuselah Foundation, and you can go to its website easily enough. You can go to methuselahfoundation.org. We run a prize thing called the Methuselah Mouse Prize, or the M Prize, just M-P-R-I-Z-V-E, which is for the development of long-lived mice. And you can also get from there to my own personal website, which deals explicitly with the science of life extension. Furthermore, in a few weeks' time, I have a book coming out called Ending Aging, which is already available on Amazon.com.
Oh, excellent.
And which will be published on September the 4th.
So that's Ending Aging is the name of the book, and Methuselah.org?
Methuselahfoundation.org.
Methuselahfoundation.org.
That's M-E-T-H-U-S-E-L-A-H for Methuselah. Isn't there also an American organization called TED or something like that, or am I off on that?
There is certainly an American organization called TED. They run a conference every year, every spring in Monterey, and I've spoken there once last year. I think I was quite well received.
Where, okay, obviously the people could, can people contribute to the Methuselah Foundation if
absolutely.
They get a little bit
we
extra
have,
cash?
Absolutely. We have a page where you can donate with your credit card, and in fact the Methuselah Mouse Prize of $4.5 million is entirely the result of contributions from the general public.
That's
and
fantastic.
The research that we fund to make some of the work that needs to be done actually happen, that's not happening otherwise, is also funded by donations from the general public.
As it should be. On this show, I mean, obviously you've probably never listened to Free Talk Live, but on this program we tend to, we like finding voluntary solutions to problems instead of getting governments involved. And of course, when you get government money involved, then you get strings attached, and then you get rules and regulations and that sort of thing. Do you feel like governments are more likely to hinder your operations or assist your operations?
At the moment, the main problem is that they're not doing either. The main problem is that, of course, governments are in the business of getting reelected, and this is a very controversial field, even though you are very convinced that this is a good thing, and I'm very convinced that it's a good thing to be trying to extend our lives and postpone aging. Nevertheless, a lot of people are very, very ambivalent about it, so it's a political hot potato.
And well, I think you should feel good that the government hasn't gotten in your way at this point yet. I'm actually a little surprised they haven't bothered, and if it could stay that way, then you guys will be A-OK as far as I'm concerned. Now, just a technical question as far as the treatments that you're looking at working on in the future. I imagine chemicals might be involved, but what about nanomachines? Are those promising towards where you're working on?
Eventually. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to solve the first range, the first level of these problems to get us up to buying the first few decades of time, so to speak, without going to nanotechnology and molecular manufacturing. I think that we'll be able to do it just with straightforward biotechnology using stem cells and gene therapy and tissue engineering and so on. But I think eventually, as time goes on thereafter, and we have to improve the therapies more and more, that we will increasingly start leaning on non-biological solutions like that.
Dr. DeGray, can I hang on with you a little bit longer here?
Of course.
Great. We're going to bring you back for a little bit more. 800-259-9231. Dr. Aubrey DeGray from England. He is a, well, an expert on life extension. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
Call now, and with your order of Allicin, receive a free pH testing kit while supplies last. Call 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711. Or visit the garlic banner at gcnlive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. So if you call in now, you'll have a chance to ask a question of Dr. Aubrey DeGray. He is a biomedical gerontologist. The general translation is somebody who's doing, who's dedicated his life to researching how to fix these pesky bodies that we've been given that are constantly in a process of breaking down and dying. He would like to stop that whole dying thing, and I think he's a hell of a guy, very heroic thing that he's doing, and he's on the line with us from England, of all places. Dr. Aubrey DeGray, you're back on Free Talk Live. Are you there, sir?
Definitely, yeah.
Fantastic. Let's see. I've actually got a couple calls rolling in here, so we're going to go to the phones to start things out here and then maybe wrap up with some other questions. Let's go to the amplifier line and talk to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on with Dr. Aubrey DeGray.
Hi, Dr. Aubrey DeGray. I saw your TED speech, and I thought it was very impressive. And my question for you is, I guess about price. I know speculative, but how accessible will these therapies be? How accessible will this technology be? I've heard sort of conspiratorial speculations that, based on, whether or not this were to be sort of an expensive thing, that there could be sort of a motivation for governments and political control of this sort of, these sort of therapies to sort of create an elite class of people who live longer than everyone else based on the cost of this and sort of, the speculation is it possible that this could turn into something that would be very bad for human civilization in that we would have classes of people, some that live longer than others?
I don't really see that happening, no. I think, first of all, we have to remember that, like any technology, this probably is going to be really expensive when it first arrives, but there's going to be an enormous amount of pressure to do something about that. like any technology, you know, it's going to be a lot of big breakthroughs that have to happen to make it happen at all. But then after that, it's just a matter of incremental refinement of the technology. So just as I was saying earlier, it's going to get more and more effective, it's also going to get more and more convenient and safer and cheaper. And the second thing I wanted to point out is where I just said safer. Because when these technologies come along, you probably won't want, if you're a billionaire, you probably won't want to be first in line because they're going to be very experimental. You're going to want relatively less wealthy people to be the guinea pigs, so long as you can just survive long enough in a reasonably good state to be able to come in a year or two later. So I don't think that the problem of prohibitive cost will be a significant problem, except perhaps for a very brief period.
Johnson, any other thoughts?
It could also be, I guess I can say that it could also be quite likely that if that's true, if what you're saying is true, and that these technologies are used on people who are somewhat poor, that those people will probably become rich fairly quickly because an extended lifespan, you know, if you're in any sort of investing, would allow you to gain a lot of wealth over a significant amount of time.
I don't think that really works. The time frames we're talking about here will be a matter of a few years. So the actual life extension that the people who were getting therapies first will actually enjoy won't have actually come to pass by the time the, you know, the things have been demonstrated to be safe and people are getting to be more interested in taking in availing themselves of them and also getting more and more convenient and cheaper.
Very good. Johnson, do you have any other thoughts?
No, thank you.
Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231 to talk to Dr. Aubrey de Grey about, well, living forever.
Now, Dr. DeGray?
DeGray.
Yeah.
DeGray. What's going to happen when, at this point, we have 6.0-something billion people on the planet, some low number, 6.1 or something like that. What's going to happen when those people live forever?
Well, of course, well, your question is what's going to happen to the overall population? Are we going to end up depleting the planet's resources even more severely than we're doing at the moment?
I guess.
But of course, this is a serious problem. But the good news is that we're already thinking about it. You've got me on the radio already, and we're probably 20 or 30 or 40 years away from these therapies actually arriving.
Right.
So I think we've got a fair chance of doing enough forward planning to stop that from being a serious problem.
So now, people are going to live forever on the moon.
No, that wouldn't quite work. The moon's not big enough. We're going to have to do, without any question, is make sure that the birth rate does not substantially exceed the death rate. And so if we reduce the death rate a lot, then we're going to have to reduce the birth rate a lot as well. Now, what we don't know is how reluctant we're going to be to do that. Of course, if we look back at what happened a century or so ago when we more or less eliminated infant mortality by discovering hygiene and vaccines and antibiotics and so on, you know, what happened was people suddenly had to start using birth control, which they'd never really had to do before, to speak of, because their children were dying at such a high rate that people would only have a couple of children that survived to adulthood, even if they had 10 children at first. And, you know, if you'd actually asked people 2 centuries ago whether they would have actually adopted these different behaviors and actually controlled their own birth rates, they would actually probably have laughed at you. But in fact, society did that really, really quickly just because children are expensive.
And I think it's also presumptuous on your part, Mark, to suggest that all 6 billion people are going to sign on to this. I mean, you're going to find a segment of society that's just going to say, oh, well, something I feel that this is wrong, I'm not going to do it, I want to die with dignity, blah, 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 whatever it is that they've got going on in their minds. You've also got, of course, a large, probably religious segment that feels as though this is going to, you know, keep them from their eternity in whatever God's place, whatever it is.
Some people want to do the
maintenance. I don't agree with either of those points. First of all, I think that it really is very unlikely that a significant proportion of people will accept the debilitation that precedes death from aging. The fact is that all we're talking about here is actually keeping people healthy, and people rather like to be kept healthy. So I really don't think that there's going to be much of a divide there. And secondly, when we ask about the question with regard to the interaction with religion, we're not actually eliminating death with these technologies. We're just eliminating one particular very prevalent cause of death. And if you get, you know, if you die of aging at age 80 or you die of being hit by a truck at age 800, it's all the same to God.
Good point. So this wouldn't necessarily prevent people from killing themselves should they want to do something like that.
It wouldn't do that, but more to the point, it's effectively a religious duty to actually develop these therapies and make them available because what it's doing is saving lives. There's no difference between saving lives and extending lives. This is saving lives and it's alleviating suffering that goes with aging. So it's actually a religious duty. Just the opposite.
Gotcha.
I wouldn't necessarily, Mark, myself be too concerned because, you know, we've seen that the marketplace does amazing things when consumer demand is out there. I mean, the marketplace is going to do amazing things for these technologies when people like Dr. DeGray come out with their first proof of concept. You know, you're probably having a tough time getting funding right now, but as soon as something comes out that people can look at and say, wow, these guys are really doing something, I would bet a whole bunch more funding is going to flow in. And of course, hopefully there are people out there that have competing ideas that are also working on their own strains of their concepts, and that is, of course, going to bring these things to marketplace sooner rather than later. And as far as overpopulation is concerned, I think people blow that out of proportion. I think that, you know, we can always build up if necessary, so I wouldn't be worried about that.
Dr. DeGray has an interesting little thing here as far as funding goes. He's put together in his foundation something called 300. Could you talk about that real quick, Doctor?
Yeah, the 300 Club is just a sort of name that we give to our elite donors. Donors who are giving us at least $1,000 a year guaranteed for 25 years, or alternatively people who've given us at least $25,000 already in cash. Mm-hmm. We call them the 300.
Now, what happens when you guys, in 25 years, suppose you come up with your technology that you're hoping to create, what happens to these 300?
Oh, the 300 are not actually buying anything by giving us this money. They're simply accelerating the research. Now, we are not in a position to be able to say that we will own any particular intellectual property in 25 years' time. We don't know what's going to happen.
Sure, you don't know how it's going to be.
Precisely. So we can't guarantee to be able, for example, to put some particular large donor at the head of the queue. But as I've explained, if you're a wealthy individual, you don't want to be at the head of the queue anyway, because it'll be dangerous then.
Mm, indeed, indeed. So actually, calls are still rolling in here. Can we hang through for a little bit more with you?
Sure.
Dr. DeGray, great. Hang on. We're going to bring you back. If you have a question for Dr. Aubrey DeGray, biomedical gerontologist, translation meaning he's somebody who's working very, very hard on learning how to extend your life as long as possible. It's an interesting topic. So if you've got a question, we've got him on for one more segment. 800-259-9231. We've got Kaifo in Indianapolis with a question and room for your call as well. 800-259-9231. Could you live another 20 to 200 to 2,000 years? He says yes, and I think that's pretty exciting. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes, and now is helping thousands. The Sacro Wedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the Sacro Wedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The Sacro Wedgie works when all else fails.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-507-5750. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-507-5750. 1-800-507-5750. That's 1-800-507-5750.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. Though for the remainder of the hour, that line will be dedicated to people who've got questions for Dr. Aubrey DeGray. He is a biomedical gerontologist, which means somebody who is dedicating his life in researching how to make your life longer, maybe really, really, really long. He's got a book coming out in the early part of September. We should cover all these bases in case we get distracted and forget to plug it before the end of the show. The book is called Ending Aging. You can pre-order it for, I think, all of less than $18, actually, at amazon.freetalklive.com. Remember, when you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So, again, amazon.freetalklive.com. Look for Ending Aging by Aubrey DeGray. Dr. Aubrey DeGray. He's also in charge of the Methuselah Foundation. The website's a little bit tricky, but you can go to methuselahfoundation.org. That's M-E-T-H-U-S-E-L-A-H foundation.org and learn a lot more about what Dr. DeGray is up to. Of course, we've actually got him on the line with us. And Dr. DeGray, are you back? Super. We're going to go straight to the phone calls here and talk to Kaifo in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Kaifo, you're on with Dr. DeGray.
Hi, guys. I wanted to ask Dr. DeGray about his theories and how they relate to the neuroendocrine theory of aging as promoted by Ward Dean and Vladimir Dillman, and if it's incorporated into your theories or how it relates.
And please explain for people like me that don't know what a neuroendocrine theory is, what that is as well, if you could.
Okay, sure. So, yes, absolutely. All endocrine theories, including the neuroendocrine theory or the neuroendocrine study of how the body works and how the body ceases to work as we age, that all revolves around hormones. In fact, that's what the word endocrine means. So, in other words, hormones, active molecules that are circulating in the bloodstream and that are made by one or another of our organs and affect lots of other organs elsewhere in the body. And the approach that I take is to say, well, the endocrine system is really complicated. We don't understand it all that well yet. We understand a lot more than we used to, but we still don't really understand it. And we shouldn't try to mess with it too much. What we should do is to restore the structure and function of the tissues that are making hormones and the tissues that are reacting to them. So, for example, if there's a hormone that's not being made so much because the cells in the gland that makes it are dying and there aren't so many cells left, then we can use stem cell therapy to restore the number of cells in that gland so that the same amount of hormone is made. Putting hormones in by injection is much more rudimentary and doesn't work so well because the schedule with which we put in those hormones is not nearly so supple
It's more effective to strike at the root, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Kaifo, any other thoughts, follow-up?
Oh, that's pretty much it.
Thank you for the call, Kaifo. Appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. So you're talking about repairing the body when it starts to break down, much like you would repair a car, you know, popping in a new air filter when you need to, in this case, popping in a new fill-in-the-blank or whatever, repairing whatever is necessary. Would this... how would this translate to somebody as far as, let's say, they're 50 years old when they get their first treatment, this, you know, theoretical first treatment that's way off in the future somewhere. Yeah. They're 50 years old, they get their first treatment, that might buy them an extra 10 to 15 years on to their lifespan. And let's say they keep, you know, getting the treatments every 10 years or something like that. Are we going to see people visibly aging as we are today, or will they sort of slow down or stop?
They'll actually be reversed, just in the same way that you take a car that's visibly aging and you take it into the garage and have a really good job done on it. It comes out looking younger than it did when you took it in.
Really?
So it'll be like that.
How, I mean, when you say...
So it's not going to end up like Gulliver's Travels with these really old individuals that can't remember anything. Their brains and bodies will be rejuvenated by these treatments.
That's right, yes. So memory is an interesting one. Clearly, as we live longer, we will have more and more experiences, and... we will probably remember only the same sort of amount, only a little bit more than we do now, rather than remembering everything. But that's no different from how we are at the moment. Even by today's middle age, we're probably forgetting things as quickly as we are learning new things.
Sure. Well, you can only recall certain things that are important to you. There's no point in remembering a bunch of garbage.
That's right.
Wow, it's just absolutely fascinating. Now, you say that you could actually reverse, I mean, you're talking about possibly reversing the aging process to an extent. There must be, obviously, a limit to that. You certainly couldn't reverse somebody to where they start shrinking again. So, I mean,
development. The difference here is between what happens during growth, during childhood, which is not part of aging at all, that's part of development, and what happens after we have reached adulthood, which is aging. So we would never reverse someone into childhood, no.
So in theory, though, you could take somebody who's in their 50s and theoretically, reverse them down to 25, or what they might have looked like back then?
Looked like and also felt like inside as well.
That is amazing. It is an amazing positive vision. People really need to get behind this if they can. And again, once again, the MethuselahFoundation.org is the website, and the book is Ending Aging, available on pre-order at Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Now, what about neuromuscular pathways? Now, you said that your mind wouldn't remember everything that happened, although it would probably remember some things that happened in your very long life. You're talking about someone living up to 1,000 years old. What about neuromuscular pathways that were created, in a younger time? Like, for instance, an old gymnast can still grab the old rings and get up there and do a couple of moves. He's old, but he can do some moves because his body's been trained in it. How's that going to work?
Well, the ability to have certain skills, like being able to swim fast or being able to ride a bicycle or anything like that, let alone something more elite like you just described, these are things that are... memories. It's just that they're not memories that we would articulate in words. Mm-hmm. They're still memories. So they are retained to the extent that we use them, just the same way as memories that we can articulate are retained. And so, so if a gymnast stays in practice and they carry on doing the same thing every so often, remembering the subtleties of how to do a particular exercise, then that function will be retained just the same way as any memories of, like, you know, what the capital of Venezuela is.
Amazing. Now, just a personal question for you. Do you have trouble sleeping at night sometimes just because you're so excited thinking about, new breakthroughs and that sort of thing?
No, but that's really because I don't get enough sleep because I'm too busy.
Well, you are up late talking to us. He is in England, which means he's 5 hours ahead. It's almost 1 a.m. your time right now. So, Dr. DeGray, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to get out to our audience?
Well, I don't think so. I think really you've emphasized that this is technology that is foreseeable. It's very ambitious and difficult, and it may take a long time. My timescales may turn out to be over-optimistic, but it's worth trying, because if we don't try, then we certainly won't get there.
That's
and
right.
We are talking about saving a very large number of lives.
And, you know, the old axiom, sales axiom, if you don't shoot for the moon, you won't even make it over the fence. So, you know, go for it and keep up the good work, and we'll be certainly paying attention. Once again, your website, MethuselahFoundation.org, people can actually get behind you financially here. Of course, they can start things out by maybe reading your book, Ending Aging, The Rejuvenation Breakthroughs That Could Reverse Human Aging in Our Lifetime, to be released in early September. You can get on the pre-order at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Dr. Aubrey de Grey, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show tonight. We'll have your archive up on our website later on for anybody to access any old time. And people can actually go and watch you on YouTube as well. If they go to YouTube.com and type in your name, I'm sure they'll come up with all kinds of interesting videos. So thank you for coming on the show. It was really a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend, sir.
And to you.
800-259-9231. How about that, Mark? Talk about just an incredible, positive topic, something that really could change the face of mankind forever.
I think we all know that science is clipping right along and making discoveries at just an exponential rate. And we all know that we're going to live longer than, say, our parents or grandparents did, on an average. But to think that human beings' lives could be extended to 200 years in our lifetimes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Even beyond. And he's claiming that, people could go on just indefinitely, 1,000 years. I wouldn't want to go beyond 1,000 because it just, even that sounds ludicrous. But just simply because...
I'll take as much as I can get.
He has these rejuvenation things that he's working on. These rejuvenation... What was the term?
Technology? I don't recall.
Sessions.
Yeah.
That he...
Treatments.
Treatments that he expects to, bring about. It's amazing.
It really is.
Just keep on getting one after another, and they... You know.
Exactly, and with the way technology is, it's constantly accelerating.
Mm-hmm.
There are new releases of new cell phones are always coming out. Every month now there's new technology, and the same thing would be applied to life extension. So by the time you were sort of running out on your first treatment, there would already be another treatment ready for you, and then the wait would be even shorter to the next treatment, and so on and so forth. So theoretically, you could continue extending on into eternity.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And of course, the question for you is, would you? Have you ever even thought about it? If you had the opportunity to live forever, would you take it? Would it be worth almost any amount to you? Would you do it? I know I would. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can answer that question or bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two is on the way. It's the live Saturday edition coming up. The draft winds are a-blowing again. We'll fill you in. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.